What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and today we are joined by Amanda Parks, Developmental Director for the American Heart Association of Central Ohio. Glad to have you today, Amanda, and I know that you guys have something very exciting coming up on June 6th. Let's talk about it.
We're so excited to be hosting our first ever Licking County Heart Walk on Saturday, June 6th at the Ohio State University at Newark's campus. It's going to be a really fun morning.
Now, with this being the first ever Heart Walk, what do you think will make this one something people really don't want to miss?
What is so fun about the Heart Walk is it's for everyone, for folks that belong with companies, service organizations, family, friend groups. We're also a family-friendly and dog-friendly event, so we want everyone to come join us. And we'll also be featuring a survivor story that is local to Licking County and how the mission of the Heart Association ties into his survival. And you're not going to want to miss that awareness moment and to be able to celebrate other heart and stroke survivors that we'll be celebrating at the Heart Walk.
Now, for someone hearing about the Heart Walk for the first time, what can they expect when they show up and where is it taking place at?
So we'll be at the Ohio State University at Newark's campus on the morning of Saturday, June 6th. Our festival area opens right at 8 a.m. And if you head to our website at www.heart.org/Licking County Walk. You'll be able to see some of those details, but we'll be right near the amphitheater at the campus with our festival area, and you can engage in some of our different experiences of learning hands-only CPR, getting your blood pressure checked and knowing your numbers, remembering and honoring survivors or those that have survived heart or stroke disease, and that will give you the opportunity to learn a little bit more about our mission. Our walk will start at 9:15 a.m. On the 6th, and we'll kick it off with a great opening ceremony, highlight that survivor story I mentioned, and folks can enjoy a one-mile or a three-mile route option. It's non-competitive, so we're not going for time, but really want folks to enjoy getting out, moving more with their coworkers, family, and friends, and helping us raise awareness for the Heart Association.
Well, it sounds like it's full of lots of fun and also educational stuff as well. But how does one simple thing like showing up or learning CPR actually make a real impact?
That's a great question. It takes all of us to help raise awareness. And we have such a focus through the Heart Walk on raising CPR education. Unfortunately, 9 out of 10 people who suffer from a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital don't survive. And most of the time, it's because no one nearby performs CPR, but together we can change that. So even a small step, a simple skill, like learning hands-only CPR, can create a life-saving moment, and that can start at the Heart Walk.
Who typically comes out to the Heart Walk, and what makes it something that anyone can be a part of?
Yeah, so we have currently 15 participating companies and organizations across Licking County that are committed, but it's not too late to join us. You can still register a team, register yourself, fundraise, or donate to support the Heart Association's mission through the Licking County Heart Walk. And really, we just encourage folks to get registered on our website, and that way you'll get all the great pre-event details sent to your inbox next week as we prepare for the event on the 6th. And then you'll get the preview information for when we do this all again in 2027. So really just looking to build a strong foundation this year and create a groundswell so we can have an even better second year in 2027.
Is there anything else that you want people to know either about this event or just about some messages with the American Heart Association?
I think it goes back to what I was sharing earlier, that in a heartbeat, you can be a difference and you can make a difference by engaging with our mission, educating yourself about those signs and preventions that you can take when it relates to heart disease and stroke. And we'll have, as I mentioned, special recognition for survivors of heart disease and stroke. And that's something that is really unique to our Heart Walk. They're the heart no pun intended, of our Heart Walk campaign. And so they'll have the option for heart disease survivors to get a red baseball cap. Our stroke survivors can get white baseball caps. And our smallest survivors will have the opportunity to get Heart Hero capes. And our survivors will be celebrated at the finish with their own finish line, and we'll be able to beat the drum, which is really the rhythm of all that we do and symbolizes the heartbeat that, you know, fuels our mission. So that's really exciting to be able to bring that to the area and enjoy that. We'll also have some kids activities. So when I said it was family friendly, our kiddos will be able to build their own drums, which I'm sure parents will love after the fact. But they'll be able to engage that way. So there's something for everyone.
When you're out and about at some of these events, do you ever find that there's any misconceptions about heart disease or just things that people go, oh, I didn't know that?
I would say a lot of people don't realize that heart disease is your number one health threat. And that doesn't, it doesn't matter where you're from, what your family's history is, what your background is. Everyone is going to be impacted by heart disease, unfortunately, at some point in their life. Whether that's directly or indirectly through, you know, family, friends, people you know and love. And so it's really important for, one, people to know that fact, and two, to know the signs and symptoms of, you know, heart disease, how to prevent it, knowing your numbers like blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugars, you know, getting your sleep. I know that's always a tricky topic, and getting your physical activity in, which you'll very easily be able to do at the Heart Walk. And like I said before, knowing CPR, if someone goes into cardiac arrest, a lot of people also think that if they're not trained in CPR, they're not able to be a lifesaver. And that's really not true. Knowing hands-only CPR, just the compressions without breaths, is just as effective in the chain of survival for teenagers and adults that go into cardiac arrest. So we can all be lifesavers, which we hope we can convert everyone into, if not already, by practicing that skill and being ready to take action if needed.
Any last thoughts before we let you go?
I just hope you all come walk with us on Saturday, June 6th for the 2026 Licking County Heart Walk. We love to have you. All are welcome. Feel free to check out our website again, www.heart.org/Licking County Walk. Get registered. If you feel inclined to donate and fundraise, there's still time. We'd love to have you and love to celebrate alongside you.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.